Good morning, and I want to wish all our dear friends and family at Kol Dudi a happy resurrection. I regret kind of that we're not really celebrating it today. We'll celebrate it at Passover, which is in a few weeks away, I believe about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks away. Pesach, we'll celebrate the resurrection, but happy resurrection to everyone. I kind of wish we'd always plan a sunrise service, you know. It'd be nice to do it over the Dead Sea. That would be even better in, you know, Masada, where you can see a beautiful view. But happy resurrection. It doesn't matter to me the calendar date, if it's accurate or not. I realize there, you know, but different traditions celebrate this Yeshua's resurrection at different dates. And the date is obviously most accurately probably around Passover, the time of Passover. The traditions, eggs, bunnies, silly, but you know what? Let's not make fun of what may be very meaningful and have, you know, beautiful memories to some children. The important thing is this: Yeshua is risen. He did rise from the grave, and we have a tikva. We have a hope. So happy resurrection. We have a hope. Yeshua said in John 16:22, he said, "You will see me again. You will see me again." I love the end of the Gladiator movie where he says, "I will see you again." That beautiful one of the fellow slave of the gladiator, you know, he's looking over his with that little statue that he made, and he says, "I will see you again." He says, "But not yet. Not yet." And Yeshua said, "I will see you again." He says, "I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice." Hello? "I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no person, no man will take from you. No one will take away your joy from you." He likened it to a woman giving birth to a child in labor. She's in labor, and she's in pain. She's screaming. She's crying. She's in anguish. And he says, but once she gives birth to that beautiful child, no one can take away the joy, and you forget. And I, of course, I'm not a woman. I can't experience, say what it's like, but you forget, Yeshua said, the anguish, the pain is gone. You forget the pain of the labor, because now you're just so thrilled over this new child that's come into the world. So this Yeshua said, "I will see you again," and that's the hope we have. Listen, our people, many of our people have no hope. We have not a tikva, but a question mark rather than a hope. How tragic. Our people, we don't know what's going to happen after the grave. We don't know if we'll see our loved ones again. We hope we will. But not hope in the biblical sense, but we say perhaps we think maybe we will, but we're not sure. It's nebulous. It's unclear. It's not clear what's going to happen. But the word tikva comes from kavah in Hebrew, and it literally means to gather towards a goal, to gather, to act, and to gather towards a particular goal. We know we're going to see our loved ones again. We know it. We know it because Yeshua rose from the grave and conquered death once and for all. He is our Messiah, and he conquered death. So we bring that hope. We carry that hope in ourselves, and we bring it to all people, Jew and Gentile alike. Share it with our friends. Share it with those that don't know that hope. Yeshua is risen, and we can be assured of an afterlife. Yes, it was predicted by the prophets. Yes, it was predicted in the Psalms, Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, these places, passages and more predicted Yeshua's resurrection. And we have a tikva, we have a hope. So you take that with you, this resurrection. And, you know, I don't know if I can play it here, but let's try it. This song, I always used to play this song on, if you can hear it, I also play this for Resurrection Day. Love this song because it's from, it's called When Soul Meets Body. And we have this absolute assurance that we're going to see our loved ones again. I will see you again. Yeah. see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy from you. Happy Resurrection Day, everyone.